spot. Okay. This is Christian Fritz for Jazz Futures, and I am with the legendary Alan Brofman, and thank you for taking some time to speak with me today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
My introduction to your work was actually some of the work you had done with Carlo Bley, recordings you did in the 70s. How did you get to work with her?
How that came about was I was playing in John Clark's band. He's a French horn player in New York City. And this is in like the late 70s. And John was playing in Carlo's band. And Carlo Swart was the alto player in her band, but he was going off with some rock band, I think. So she needed another alto player. And I was playing with John as Sweet Basil for a week, as fate would have it. And John invited Carla down to Sweet Basil, and I guess she liked my playing, so she hired me. And I guess I stayed with the band about 3 years.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's a live footage of you on playing with her orchestra at Umbra Jazz 78.
I have seen that. Yeah, it's on YouTube, I think, right?
It's amazing because the juxtaposition of you kind of have to keep Gary Windo and his tenor sax like grounded on earth.
window, like a glass window. But yeah, right, Gary's great.
Your debut album, Valley of Search, was on the legendary India Navigation record label, and it was recorded at 501 Canal Street.
501 Canal, yeah.
And that was, if I read correctly, that was like a four-story place in Lower Manhattan that had like, it was like $140 a month for the whole building, and it was just this crazy art scene?
Almost correct. You're close. It was five stories.
Oh, wow.
And it was $550 a month for the building, the entire building. I think it came out to like something like $140 a floor or something like that.
So you recorded your album live, and the performances, were they like public performances, or how did things work at the 501 Canal?
Well, the building had five floors, and we used the first floor for concerts and practicing, rehearsing. And that was just a storefront with, you know, like a big, long room. So it was kind of perfect for that. And then on the second floor, I shared it with David Ware, the tenor saxophone player. The third floor was Cooper Moore, the keyboard player. There's a bass player on the fourth floor. Chris Amberger from San Francisco, and then Jimmy Hopps and Tom Bruno, they're drummers, and they, different times, not the same time, but they were on the fifth floor. And so we used to do concerts every Friday and Saturday in the storefront, you know, and this is in the, you know, 1973. The loft scene was just beginning. And Bob Cummins, who is the founder of Indian Navigation Company, told me he wanted to record. He came to hear us, you know, one of those concerts, and he wanted to record and put it out. We just organized on a Sunday afternoon to just put, you know, there's no audience there, but we treated it just as one of our live concerts that just got recorded.
Nice. How did your wonderful new album, Infinite Love, Infinite Tears, come about?
So let me give you the long story. So in 2018, my nephew, Nabil Ayers, who has his own record company and is also president of the Beggars Group in the United States, he got in touch with me and wanted to reissue Valley of Search. And I was kind of surprised. I didn't even think people knew, remembered it. And he told me that, yeah, it had like a bit of a cult following, and copy original copies were selling on eBay for over $400. And I was completely shocked. I knew nothing about that, so we reissued it, and we did a concert, played some concerts in New York, for the reissue. And that's music from 1975, and I figured, well, it's a good opportunity a bit later, 45 years later or something, to put some new music out there. And we did recorded the one I call The Fire Still Burns, which is, came out in 2019. Well, actually in 2020, in the height of the pandemic, the middle of the pandemic, it came out. So it wasn't the best for live performances. And then I wrote a bunch of new music, and we recorded Infinite Love, Infinite Tears last November, and just came out in May, this couple of months ago.
I was surprised to learn that not only is Nabil your nephew, but he's the son of Roy Ayers, so you have a family connection. That's a pretty
That,
amazing legacy.
yeah. 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 I actually I knew Roy from when I was in Boston a bit, and he played in Boston, and I got to know him a bit. And walking down the street with my sister in New York a couple of months later, and ran into Roy, and I guess I was the connection, for Nabil's getting born.
And I was excited to see with the new album too that you're getting some love from BBC DJ legend Gillis Peterson. And you were mentioning too about kind of like, so you're, I imagine that it's a surprise, but it's pretty amazing to know that there's a generation of people who are, I mean, I'm 52, so I'm no spring chicken, but like people who are younger who are like totally excited at, what about your classic work, but also your new work?
I'm sorry, was there a question in
Oh,
there?
I'm sorry. I mean, I guess you kind of answered already when you already said that, you were a little surprised to see how much your records were going for eBay and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I apologize.
right. No, that's fine.
Nice.
I was just trying to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you touring at all for this record?
Things begin to come together. We got some stuff happening in the fall, and Chicago and New York, and later on, that's trying to get some stuff together. Some things are together already, and we're trying to add to it. So yes, hopefully there'll be some touring. Well, there will be some touring in the fall, but hopefully it'll be more extensive than it currently would be if we set out right now.
Well, my last question for you is that I learned that you play with like Bill Frisell and Philip Glass when I was doing research. But the one that surprised me, and I should have known this because I love this band, the 80s, you used to tour with the Psychedelic Furs.
I did. Yeah, that was a fun experience. The way that came about was, I was still living at 501 Canal Street. Gary Window, who was the tenor saxophone player with Carla Bley Band, we were good friends, roommates on the road and everything. And anyway, Gary was a character, and he called me one day, probably like 2 in the afternoon or something, and said, "Hey, I'm touring of this band, the Psychedelic Furs." This is 1982, so it was their first U.S. tour. Nobody really heard of them. I hadn't heard of them yet. He said, and so Gary said, "I'm touring with them, but they're going up to Canada, and I overstayed my visa in the U.S. And if I go to Canada, I won't get back in. So, can you do the Canadian dates for me?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. What are the when does it happen?" And I said, "Oh, if you can do it, they'll pick you up tonight about 8 o'clock. They'll be in front of your house." So I did that, and it was fun. I learned the music on a cassette, listening to a cassette on the tour bus overnight, and the next day, I had to do it with no rehearsal. And but I don't want to be condescending because I love psychedelic first music, but it's easy. It wasn't hard music, so I had a blast. It was a really good time. And I did on my the al an album I did in the 80s that I would like to reissue at some point. I recorded one of their songs that are one of my favorite songs of theirs called Sister Europe. We did an instrumental version, and that's where Bill Frisell played on that. And I'd like to get that back out there at some point.
I absolutely love Sister Europe, so when I go home tonight, I'm gonna go
Yeah.
and track that down.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. It's
we're
great, great song.
nice. Well, we are very excited about the Infinite Love, Infinite Tears, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and learn a little bit of more about your career. And I hope you
Yeah.
make it to Minneapolis. We are at Jazz 88 are playing your record, so.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to get to Minneapolis. Yeah, I hope that does happen.
We have a
And
great jazz scene,
if it
so.
does, maybe I'll meet you.
All right, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank
All
you. Take
right,
care.
bye.
Bye-bye.